everyone, and it is another exciting episode of the Cine
Gang.
Guys, you gotta jump in faster than that.
we're testing your lung capacity.
Okay, well, I'm Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater, and I am with Chef Ed Bugia and Chef Sharwin T. And we are in for a really exciting episode today. And Chef Char is going to tell us all about it.
Yes. So, you know, it's been a month, but, you know, the feeling has not gone. Diba? Naks, parang love song lang.
Okay. But,
umaga, meron na kaagad. No? But, you know, it's a different feeling. If you were a Filipino 2 months ago and you're a Filipino now, no, it's a completely different feeling because we are now a country with an official Olympic gold medalist. And
the first.
No?
Yeah.
So right. Parang it's been really a project na I really want to have, no, is to have over one of the biggest contributors to that gold medal, no. And she's our guest today. So she's a nutritionist. And she is also the coach of our very own Olympic gold medalist, Haydin Diaz, among other things. But she's also been handling the nutrition requirements for boxers like Jerwin Ancajas, Mark Magsayo, and also the Tropang Giga PBA team. Let's please welcome Coach Jeanette Aro.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Hi, Coach. Sa inyong lahat.
Thank Hello. You for taking time to join us.
So, Coach, I know we have a limited time with you because of your busy schedule. So, we'd like to really get started. Siguro, first question is, bakit nga ba nutrition ang pinasukan mong field?
Nung college kasi ako, athlete ako. Actually, from high school to college, I was an athlete. And during that time na nag-aaral ako ng college, sa totoo lang, simula, hindi ko talaga alam kung ano kukunin kong course because I was very busy then with my commitment in the University of the Philippines as a varsity player. So my focus really was just to fulfill my commitment. So pagdating sa schooling, hindi ko masyadong nabigyan ng focus yun. But then again, it came to a point that the course where I was enrolled into that time, pinapaalis na ako. So they told me na you have to transfer because your grades are not at par with the requirements, ganyan-ganyan. So it's not really because na sobrang ano talaga yung parang mahina ako or in terms of academic standing, it's just that my focus wasn't there. So naganap ako ng course na medyo papasok yung grades ko. Sabi ko, uy, okay itong nutrition. That time, ganun lang yung requirement sa grade requirement ng nutrition. Pero sabi ko, parang okay to. My interest really is into fitness and sports, ganyan. So pinurso ko siya. And then nung pagdating nung first and second year ko sa nutrition, nakita ko na talaga yung connection. So sabi ko, okay, this is going to be an exciting career for me as an athlete, as a fitness enthusiast back then. So doon nagsimula yun. It seems like parang accident or coincidence. Mm-hmm. Kasi wala lang talaga akong choice at that very moment, no, during that time. Pero yun talaga, nakita ko talaga yung connection.
Baka parang destiny, Coach, di ba?
Yes. Actually, oo. Totoo yan.
Ano pala yung sport niyo, Coach, nung varsity kayo?
Taekwondo ako, oh, high school and college. So nag-UAAP, mga ganun. Hanggang ganung level, collegiate level yung ano ko. Mm-hmm. Narating pagdating sa sports.
Ma'am Jeanette, ano question? Yung nutrition sa UP, no? Ano siya? Parang under culinary ba siya? Or under the sciences na college? Or under which college ba siya?
Actually, College of Home Economics. It's more
Home Economics,
under
mala HRM ng konti.
Medyo. Actually, parang ano siya, community nutrition. Yan. Yun talaga yung course na natapos ko, community nutrition sa UP Diliman. Pero after that, required kaming kumuha ng board exam. So kailangan may license bago makapag-practice. So yun ang focus, community. Pero kasi hindi yun ang naging focus ng nasa utak ko. Sabi ko, pagka-graduate ko, hindi community yung gusto kong pasukin na, ano eh, na field ng nutrition. Eh, during that time naman, hindi pa masyadong uso yung sports nutrition dito sa atin. So, nagsarili ako.
Actually, I can attest to that, no? During my time with, I was with the national bowling team for a while. And parang, doon pa lang iniisip ko na na hindi pwedeng bowling lang tayo ng bowling, no? We have to work on our mental game. We have to change the way we eat. Kasi one of the reasons why pinagtatawanan lagi yung sport ng bowling is maraming pro athletes na magagaling na matataba and they look really out of shape. And parang feeling ng mga tao, hindi importante yung nutrition in sport. And then you look out of shape pero magaling ka naman, hayaan ka lang, but syempre hindi hahaba yung career mo, hindi, you know, and parang so I wanted to get into that, but of course nobody believed in me during that time.
Wow.
kayo coach, parang how did you get into the circle with Aidelin? Like parang was she always interested in shaping yung nutrition levels niya, or kayo mismo yung nag-convince sa kanya na kailangan niya ng nutritionist on her side?
Yeah, actually, bago ko kasi nakilala si Heidi, I'm already involved with several athletes. Like may collegiate, merong professional, merong national team, ganyan. Pero nung pagkatas niya manalo ni Heidi Lin sa Rio, parang a year after that, may nag-introduce sa akin sa kanya kasi sinabi nung nag-introduce sa akin na naghahanap talaga si Heidi ng nutritionist. Kasi siguro na-realize niya na kung talagang gusto niyang humaba pa yung career niya at gusto niyang i-pursue pa yung Tokyo Olympics, eh kaya talaga ng mga tao natutulong sa kanya, no, sa iba't ibang dimensions or aspects ng preparation ng isang elite level athlete. So doon ko siya nakilala. There was really no convincing on my part na, oh, kailangan mo yung services ko, ganyan-ganyan. It was just we were introduced, no, to each other, and nakita namin na, nakita din niya na kakailanganin niya ng servisyo ko. Pero hindi naging madali agad yung connection na na-build sa aming dalawa because Heidi is already an elite level athlete when I met her. So, syempre, meron na siyang mga practices, meron na siyang mga alam, di ba? Pagdating sa nutrition, hindi ganun kadali na makuha yung tiwala ng elite level athletes. Not only Heidi, but sa lahat ng elite level athletes na hinahandle ko. That I think is a unique characteristic of these athletes.
Galing ah. Kumbaga, kunwari, may nakasanayan na sila na post-workout meal, tapos iibahin mo ng konti. Diba? So parang sila may konting ano, laban doon na parang, ha? Hindi ha, pag post-workout, ito kinakain ko. Tapos ngayon, papakainin mo ko ng chicken breast. Parang ganun eh, diba?
Perhaps the routine itself, like for example, supplementation routine, like mm-hmm. the portions of food that they're supposed to eat, the food selection, no? So ganun. Ganun yung medyo nagiging struggle nung simula. Like, it may seem like yung pinapagawa ko at that time was very different from what she was used to. So, syempre, paisa-isa muna yung pagsunod. Like, kunyari, oh, subukan ko muna tong part na to, ganyan, sundin ko to. Tapos, pag medyo nahihirapan, sige, party lang muna masusunod. Yung mga ganon, hindi talaga yung 100% buy-in agad.
Okay, out of curiosity, Ma'am Jeanette, ito, really quick question lang. I'm sure also our listeners are very curious about this. And sana hindi naman to top secret, no? What does a day in the life of an elite athlete looks like sa pagdating sa nutrition? As in, pagising nila hanggang sa pagtulog, ano ba ang mga kinakain at iniinom nila?
Actually, depende yan sa phase ng preparation because what happens during the training phase is not really the same with that of during the competition phase, the weight cutting phase, and even the actual day of competition. So kung training phase yung pinag-uusapan natin, very normal naman yung kinakain nila, you know, the usual rice, bread, ano pa ba, pasta, a source of carbohydrates. For example, si Heidi, lagi ang may egg sa breakfast, merong milk, no? May fruit. Tapos pag lunch niya, may kanin yan, definitely. And then meron siyang portion ng meat meat usually ang ano niya, favorite niya. Tapos meron siyang afternoon snack, sometimes kamote, sometimes tinapay, merong spread, peanut butter spread. Ganun lang. And then the dinner would be more of the same sa lunch. Kasi medyo naging restricted din kasi yung movement dun sa Malaysia, kung saan siya nag-training in preparation for the Olympics. So, kumbaga, we were limited to the food that was accessible back then. So, ganun lang. Very normal, actually.
There's really nothing. Naisip ko wala bang char kway teow na sa Malaysia kayo, eh, 'di ba? Yan ang favorite dish ko sa Malaysia, yung pansit. 'Di ba? Kasi lang hindi yata good for training.
Depende din kasi meron din naman siyang free day, no? Halimbawa pag weekend, pahinga ganyan, minsan nagkumakain din ng mga noodles, ganun.
So parang pasta. Cheat day niya 'yon.
Depende, I'd rather kasi call the cheat day as free day para naman walang sense of condemnation na parang alam mali naman 'tong ginagawa ko, no, kasi may galing. Kahit pa paano may ano din 'yon, may psychological impact because I wanted to look as natural as possible, as easy as it can be. So ganun yung management.
Ano, coach, just to be yung free day, that's really encouraged naman, no, to break the monotony of it.
Yes, definitely. Well, sa program ko na ginagawa ko sa mga athletes ko, ganun ang pinapagawa ko sa kanila. Once in a while, actually, even kahit hindi designated free day, saan may mga extra rin naman silang nakakain, and that's very normal, very common, mm-hmm. dahil tao din naman sila. So mm-hmm. ako yung nag-a-adjust sa ganung sitwasyon. But to me kasi, I don't really, restrict kung hindi naman kinakailangan, as long as we get to achieve what is needed in terms of body composition, in terms of weight, in terms of training performance, then wala tayong problema.
Mm-hmm. Coach, meron bang specific foods na, okay, malapit na yung competition, you should avoid this? Or malapit na yung competition, you should eat this? Kasi the chemical composition of kung ano man yung pagkain na yun, yun yung talagang nag-a-affect ng katawan ng tao.
Naastigan ako sa sinabi ni coach na nagmi-milk every day si Heidi Lynn. So parang yung calcium for the bones ba para matigas, 'di ba? Naastigan ako dun sa info na 'yon, ha.
Hindi lang, even the quality source of protein, no, 'yun yung reason kung bakit ako naglagay ng milk, adequate additional source of carbohydrates as well, depende sa timing ng training. So there's really technical principles behind the food selection that I include in her diet, but in the eyes of a lay person it will just look normal. but the type of food that I select is backed by deep research, whatever is needed by the body of a weightlifter for a particular training or season, no, na kung nasaan kami, or phase kung nasaan kami.
So specifically, ma'am, yung weightlifting mismo, like, is there, meron ba talagang food na nagpapalakas? Kasi nung bata ako, sabi, kumain daw ako ng spinach, lalakas daw ako eh. Pero feeling ko hindi totoo kasi mahina pa rin ako.
Pero papay lang yun.
Pero ano po yung foods na pinakain nyo kay Heidi Lynn right before or, when it was close to the Olympics? Meron ba talagang pampalakas na food? Or merong food na not good
really
for the body?
No, it was really a balance. It's a balance between carbs, proteins, and fats. Many would assume that a weightlifter like Heidi Lynn would need more protein. No, but to me, I always stick to the foundational principles of nutrition and sports nutrition. And, provide the right balance of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And prioritize that type of macronutrients such as carbohydrate that would be really needed for a particular period. Halimbawa, bago mag-training, ano yung amount ng carbohydrates na kailangan ni Heidi for that particular training? Whether intense ba yung training o hindi? So I would determine that. Predetermined na yon for the day. Kaya bago ko gumagawa ng program ni Heidi, hinihingi ko muna yung training plan nung coaches kasi they want to be as accurate as possible and many would not really look into that area because, you know, doing a collaborative work, it takes a lot of effort. And to us, you know, the way we have succeeded in this campaign is there's a lot, is ano talaga, yun ang foundation namin, collaboration with each other, not just with the athlete, but also with the coaches, including our sports psychologists. Na kahit hindi nyo siya nakita doon sa scene, nung actual na laro, kasi tatlo lang kaming coaches na nandun, kahit wala siya doon physically, she's actually in the audience area, meron siyang mga pinapagawa sa akin para makatulong kay Heidi.
Galing. Nice. So it needs to be complementary. All those facets need to complement each other to bring out the best in your athlete.
Ganun talaga eh.
Uh-oh. Tapos coach, so yung ano nyo, so yun nga, nabanggit mo yung macros nyo, sukat na sukat yan. Yung ano, ito ang na-curious ako ah. Kasi dati, malaki yung tao eh. Di ko lang kung kita sa camera. Yan, medyo malaki yung tao. Nakahiligan ko yan. Powerlifting also. No, when it came to when I would go to gyms and all. I was very curious, ano talaga dapat yung ano calorie count ko per day? And ako, I won't say na lang yung sa akin ah. Kasi medyo malaki yung tao eh. Si Heidi rin ba, for our curious listeners, ma up to how many calories kino-consume niya per day para dahil nga sa lakas ng pag-burn niya ng ano rin, ng calories whenever she'd be working out both before the Olympics and during.
Yeah, it ranges from 1.6 to 1.9 calories depende yon sa araw. Depende sa araw. And she's only 4'11", no? So malaki yon para sa isang 4'11" na female. Oo, malaki yon. Pero depende din yun eh. So iba-iba, depende sa araw, anong gagawin, nasa ang phase. Oh. So ganun. That's how I designed her program. It's highly specific to her needs talaga. Which means sobrang it astig. Took me a lot of time to get to know her needs, 'di ba? Her preferences. So time is really one of the greatest investments in this kind of endeavor.
Parang nahiya naman ako, 1.6 din yung kinakain ko, pero hindi naman ako nag-weightlift.
depende naman sa height. Depende sa body composition. So iba-iba din.
1.6 din ako, pero per meal.
Tibay. Pero ang galing. I have a very short anecdote. Dati nga, di na ako mag-name drop, no? One of our Philippine teams sa basketball, they had to go abroad for mga tournament. Nakapasok sila sa World Cup, no? Of basketball. Naalala ko noong time na yun nga, hirap na hirap sila sa nutrition for the team, no? Especially it's a whole team. Naawa sila sa sarili nila kasi wala pang nakatutok sa program nila. Like, after the games, ang recovery meal nila was pizza. Kasi they were in a foreign country. Malay ba nila saan sila makuha ng healthy food? Tapos gabi na natatapos yung games. So no choice, pizza sila. Tapos pagka the day of games naman, I don't know if it's because they don't know any better, wala silang magawa. Magla-load up sila ng carbs na lang from yung buffet, breakfast buffet dun sa hotel. So if you would notice, yung games nila nun, pagkadating ng fourth quarter, parang naubusan na sila ng legs. Doon sila lagi nahabol at natatalo ng mga ibang teams. Eh sayang, that was one of the first times nag-qualify tayo for an international tournament. This was years ago, no? Mga siguro 6 years, 5 years ago na rin, no, coach? Ngayon ba, masasabi natin na readily available ng nutritionists even at the international level na, yun nga, sa mga colleagues mo and your peers, natatap na ba talaga kayo to help out our teams?
I would say may mga natatap, but I think we still need to train more dietitians to become more proficient in terms of the needs of athletes or nutrition, because the principles that are applied, nutrition principles applied for weight management is totally different. For performance nutrition. That's two separate things. And hindi minsan kasi na nabibigyan ng emphasis no, sa isang undergrad course, undergraduate course, no, yung basic na natapos ng isang dietitian, kung ano ba yung mga specific needs ng athletes, kunyari for a particular sport, iba yung need ng basketball player sa isang weightlifter na katulad ni Heidi. That's how intricate the details are, na kailangan talagang pagbigyan ng attention ng gusto. No, so I would say yes, natatap naman, but I think we need to develop more talents pa. No, nice. Para mas makapag-provide tayo ng mas magandang serbisyo, 'di ba, doon sa ano. But
that's,
you know,
encouraging.
What? Abroad, sobrang readily available ang mga sports nutritionists abroad.
Oh, totoo 'yan.
Maraming talents. Dito sa atin, yun ang itutulong ko ngayon na susunod na kabanata. Kailangan nating magturo, no, tumulong sa mga kapwa nutritionist dietitian para mas dumami pa yung makatulong sa mga nangangailangan ng mga atleta at saka active individuals.
So, Coach, unless magkaroon ng eating Olympics, most probably kaming tatlo hindi na kami makakapunta ng Olympics, no? But so sana you could share with us the eating experience naman in the Olympics, kasi usually with big
events,
may village, may food. What's it like? Is it true na sobrang daming cuisines available and you can eat as much as you want? Totoo ba 'tong mga stories na 'to? Kasi naiingit lang po kami, hindi kami nakakapunta.
Actually, totoo yun. To be honest, this is my first time, no, to go to the Olympics. And the thing is, this Olympics is totally different. The Olympics experience itself is different now, nitong Tokyo na to. Kasi syempre may pandemic tayo. Sobrang careful lahat ng galaw mo. May mga parang precautionary measures na kailangan kang pagdaanan bago ka makakuha ng pagkain, yung mga ganun na dati wala naman. Pero ang hindi nawala talaga is yung vast availability of food in the dining hall, in the main dining hall. Meaning, nandyan lahat ng cuisine. Yung dining hall is actually 2 levels. Sobrang laki niya. Oo, ganun. Two levels siya. Tapos, sobrang laki. Nandun lahat ng cuisine. Meron kang Japanese, syempre. Meron kang Western. Meron kang Italian. Meron kang Asian. Meron kang gluten-free. Meron kang vegetarian. Tapos, other from those main dishes, nandyan yung mga bread available, salads. May healthy, may hindi. May mga dessert. May soft drinks. You can get as much as you want. You know, but then again, nakakalula siya at the onset, parang nakakatuwa, pero sa isang atleta na nagmamanage ng weight, that is actually nakakatuwa. That is a major challenge, no? Hindi siya nakakatuwa. Dahil mako-confuse ka eh, anong kakainin ko? Actually, it will come to a point na pwede siyang makadagdag sa kaba mo as an athlete. Paano pag hindi mo makuha yung tamang timbang on the day of weigh-in? Huwag na lang kaya akong kumain. Ganun yung iisipin nila eh. Without proper guidance, di ba? Huwag na lang kaya akong kumain. Hindi naman pwedeng ganun. Kasi pag hindi ka kumain, wala kang energy sa laro mo. Nakuha mo nga yung timbang mo, wala ka namang energy. Di ba? So, wala lang. Parang baliwala din. So, sa ganung klaseng setting, parang, yes, nakakatuwa dahil sobrang dami ng food selection. Pero para sa mga weight class athletes, that could be really a huge trial for them. Hindi siya
temptation.
Nakakatuwa. Temptation, oo.
So all the more important that you're there. Diba? All the more important na a sports nutritionist is there. Kasi with all these choices,
yes. Diba, and that's the reason why I'm always with the athletes. Not just inside the dining hall, but every single day I go with them. Kasi I have to monitor anong kumusta sila, anong itsura nila, nanghihina ba, 'di ba? Baka sa kagustuhan magbawas ng timbang, yung mga ganun. There are a lot of things that I monitor with the athletes. Not only with Heidi, actually there are 7 athletes that I've handled in the Tokyo Olympics. They are all my personal clients. And nung nagkasabay-sabay sila, sinicheck ko din naman.
Galing. Siyempre pati tulog nila, proper, ano?
Yung tulog, actually, oo, sa ano na yan, sa sports psychologist na nakatakit.
Ay, iba naman yun.
Oo, halimbawa, sa kay Heidi, meron akong katandem. Sa boxing, iba din yung katandem ko na sports psychologist doon. So, yun.
Coach, do you feel that, ano?
Sige, go ahead.
Coach, do you feel that this, the nutrition aspect is appreciated by the sports organizations now, as in they realize how critical it is, or do you feel it kind of takes a little convincing? Baka they think pajeta lang or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your efforts are valued naman?
With what happened in the Tokyo Olympics, I think there's no more convincing needed. Not anymore. Yeah, but prior that, yes. You know, I've been in this business for nearly 2 decades already. Mm-hmm. And I think this Tokyo Olympics already made a statement for me and for the profession. Right. No, na okay, meron po talagang silbi, kailangan po talaga. Dahil na isakatuparan ang mission, no, na makakuha ng hindi lang ng medalya, true, apat na medalya, true, po yung naiuwi natin, di ba? So
yes.
At this point I think there's really no convincing needed anymore dahil na-convince na sila, and I hope actually natutuwa po ako dahil talaga namang bubuhos yung suporta ngayon sa sa atleta pagdating sa pag-provide ng needs nila, no, para sa kanilang preparations. I'm also very grateful to the Philippine Olympic Committee and sa Philippine Sports Commission dahil mm-hmm. sila actually naintindihan nila yung pangangailangan ng mga elite level athletes na papadala sa Olympics dahil pinapunta nila kami, eh, di ba?
Right,
pero
right.
outside that, syempre, may mga iba pang sport organizations, di ba? Na ito yung mga tao na sa tingin ko ay na-convince na rin, no? Na sa importansya talaga ng sports support staff, no? So, yun. Nakakatuwa
the
result, din na...
The result speaks for itself.
Oo, yun. So, nakakatuwa na ganun yung nangyari. Yes.
I have just one final question, and it's outside of the Olympic experience. No? Kasi alam ko you worked with Mark Magsayo before. And recently... he scored a devastating knockout, no, on his opponent. As in, tulog na tulog talaga yung kalaban niya. But there was a moment na na-knockdown din siya. And I've been following his career, and ang problem niya, according to all of the analysts, is laging sixth round after, mabilis siya mapagod, hindi siya makarecover. But this time around, na-knockdown siya after the sixth round, and yet nakabawi siya, and na-knockout pa niya yung kalaban. Do you think that has anything to do with the way you've changed the his eating habits, what he's eating, nakakatulong ba yun sa stamina?
Si Mark, actually si Mark na handle ko in the last 2 fights pa lang, no? So itong last na nakita ninyo, right after Olympics, actually sabay yun, concurrent, while I was in the Olympics, I'm also taking care of his needs kasi papalapit na rin yung laban niya. It's only a matter of like 2 weeks na natapos yung Olympics sa laban na niya. A week lang, ganun. So, yung difference kasi noon, sa tingin ko, although marami talagang mga nagko-comment ng, you know, alam, natural naman yan sa mga tao na parang walang kulang sa stamina, ganyan. Pero kasi the mere fact na pagkatapos niyang ma-knockdown after the sixth round, and yet he was able to recover well, and yet he still had the power, you know, to throw that last punch that knocked down the Julio Ceja. It only means something. Number one, he was more prepared. Number two, talagang meron siyang may naipon na stamina at saka energy sa katawan niya for him to be able to do that pa on the 10th round. So I guess I'm not saying na it was because of the nutrition program alone, but really it's a collective effort from all the coaches. Kasi ang dami niyang coaches, eh, tulong-tulong lahat yon. And pagka kasi nabuo mo na yung mga pieces, you know, the pieces of the puzzle that will really help your athlete when it comes to improving the performance, lahat yon sa swak at lalabas dun sa oras ng pangangailangan, which is yun yung nakita natin kay Mark Magsayo, di ba? kala natin tapos ni kasi parang actually ako on a personal ano on a personal note talagang parang ala bakit ganun napapaganon ako pero sabi ko hindi kaya niya yan. There's a strategy behind that, no? I know the coaches are really wise, alam ko kung paano nila i-handle yon, no? So ganun nga yung nangyari. It was about energy management, no? Pag sinabi kong energy management, hindi lang yung nutrition yung pinag-uusapan dito, but really the strategy of the whole game, no? So yun yung galing. Nakita kong ano talaga doon. Yun yung masasabi ko doon sa laban ni Mark. And sobrang nakakatuwa yung nangyari kasi akala natin wala na, kinabahan yung mga tao, pero di ba lumabas kung saan siya nang ano talaga, kung gaano katindi yung preparation na ginawa ni Mark for this fight.
Galing, coach. I mean, because of today's episode, I can really say right now that the future is bright for the Philippine athletics program all over, no? Hopefully mas ma-adapt pa ng mga ibang sports ang I don't want to say this is not modernism naman or anything. This is the proper way of doing sports talaga. Yung all around, it's 360 na top to bottom. So pati nutrition, tulog, sports psychology, aside from just the physical workouts sa gym, no? So thank you very much for your time today, Coach Janet. We know you have a very tight schedule. We know you have like 10 other interviews today, no? and other clients, no?
Actually.
Thank you very much for your time. This was a very enlightening guesting, no? And interview. Hopefully we can, in the future, lalo na kung may next na ano ulit, na parang sporting event, we can have you over again, no? Hopefully.
Sige.
So yun, guys. So this has been another wonderful episode of the Sinigang. Coach Jeanette, how do they contact you if they want to tap your services as a nutritionist, no? Yung mga nakikinig sa atin na mga atleta. Mga ano yan, marami yan. Marami, no? Yan.
Actually, my services are available naman, not only for athletes, but I do offer also a lifestyle nutrition program for non-athletes. It's just perfect. That I don't really feature much of my private clients. No? So they can get in touch with me through my website. Please visit my website at www.coachjeanettearo.com or through my Facebook page, Coach Janet Arrow, o kaya sa Instagram, same account, Coach Janet Arrow. Yun. So, pwede nila akong message yun. They can also tune in to my Facebook, YouTube channel, Coach Janet Arrow. Doon po, sobrang dami kong contents, no, educational materials that they can watch para lang din ma-enlighten sila on the concepts of basic nutrition and performance nutrition.
Galing.
Perfect. Okay. Sige, thank you, Coach, and thank you again also to my co-hosts, no, Chef Sharwin T, and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora. Woo-hoo! This is Chef Ed Bugia saying goodbye in behalf of the Cine Gang. Ayan. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to our listeners.
Thank you.
Bye.